bulkier plowing.
Yes, we generally shear them after the weather begins to get warm. Why they shear them? Generally in April.
Now, would they shed if you didn't shear them?
Yes, I guess they would. Of course, they'd be slow about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the male pig, the male hog.
We call him a boar or a male hog.
Mm-hmm.
I expect the women would call him male hog.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you use the word hog, does that take in all ages, and does it take
in
both?
Well, shoats. Now, you take a pig that away after they're weaned, well, they call them shoats. And then they get up a little bigger, well, they call them feeding hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your brood sows.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them for breeding purposes.
But if you just said hogs, if somebody just said hogs, would this mean all ages?
That'd mean all you got.
Uh-huh.
That'd mean all you got.
Uh-huh.
People ask you if you raised many hogs, you know.
Yeah. Now, this operation that you perform on the male animals, what did you call that?
Castrate.
Anything else?
No, I don't know.
Did you ever say mark?
Hmm?
Mark? Mark them?
Well, yeah, sometimes we have I don't know, I never heard it called that, but then whatever I heard, some people says cut them, and some says castrate them.
Mm-hmm. And what would your father say usually?
Oh, he'd say cut them.
Uh-huh.
Now, people say castrate generally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That sounds better.
Harder to say.
Yeah, that's right, too. Yes, that's so.
And these teeth that come out from a hog.
Tertius.
Uh-huh. Now you got hen's does nothing but sit on eggs most of the time. What do you call that?
Hmm?
A hen that sits
setting
on
hen.
Pardon?
A setting hen.
Yeah. I ask you to repeat sometimes because I realize I was talking while you said it and I want the microphone to hear it.
I see.
And now, what'd you call the horse on the left as you're plowing?
The lead horse.
And the other one would be the
off horse.
Uh-huh. You ever use the term land horse?
Yes, or the furrow horse.
Uh-huh. Now, the furrow horse would be the lead horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the land horse would be the off horse.
On the land.
Anybody use a left-handed plow?
We use left-handed plow altogether.
Anybody use a right-handed plow?
Yes, there used to be an old Dutchman over here that had a right-handed plow.
Did he? No.
Yeah. I never used one. I'd either be offered. But then their tractor plows are all right-handed plows.
Mm-hmm. Well, now for a pet, people usually have either a cat or a...
Yes, I have cats.
Uh-huh. The other kind of pet is a what?
Dog.
Now, do you have dogs?
I don't have any dog now. This dog that's in here belongs to Bob.
Did you have a favorite dog when you were a boy?
Yes, I expect I did. I had a... Let's see, what we used to... Flip. We used to call the dog the name. Rat Terrier was named Flip.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted your dog to come over here, what would you say?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I would say Harley. I'd say come here, bud. Or I generally had a name for him, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose it was Flip.
Well, I'd say come on, Flip, and they'd come.
Uh-huh. Now, a dog that you didn't know what his ancestry was, and it was pretty plain that it wasn't